Yes, everybody, come rock in, come in, come in, come in. What's up, everybody? Hey. It's only right that I play Buju tonight because he resurrected dancehall and reggae music this past Saturday. So it's only right. It's only right. So just rock with me. Hey. Listen to the words of this song. It's kind of deep.
I love to see
brothers and sisters
looking up for
hey, Aku.
That's the way it should be.
Yes, everybody, come on in. Come on in. I'm just getting the room warmed up, playing some Buju. You know, he shut it down on Saturday in Jamaica for his first concert ever since he came out of jail. Woo, we still on a high, guys. And if you saw the concert, you know exactly what I'm talking about. What's up, Jazz? Summer, what's going on? Miss G, yes, everybody, come on in. You know I'm playing the Buju because he did something amazing on Saturday. Dancehall and reggae feels resurrected. It feels like it's back. It just feels good right now. It feels it's a good time to be part of dancehall and reggae. I'll tell you that much. Hey. Piper, what's going on? Desmond, what's up? Hey. I and I roots in the building. Yeah, you know what this is, right? Over hills and valleys too. Yes, guys. All right. So, you know, today's the second episode. I just want to get everybody feeling good. Hey, catch up. This is the other page. Okay, I see you. I see you, sweetie. Odd, it's odd, it's odd. Yes, guys. So, you know, I just had to kind of play some Buju because we're all still on the Buju high. So, you know, I just felt good. It was only right that I played one of my favorite songs from him, Hills and Valleys. You know, that's my song right there. And I believe it's a lot of you guys' songs too, right? If you agree, tap the heart. Hit like something. So welcome, guys. It's Tuesday and we're thinking digital again. Yes, today we are going to be focused on sale funnels and fan funnels. But before I dive into that, I want to just go back to what we talked about last week just for 2 seconds. I told you guys about a vinyl company out there that I saw on Instagram. And I researched the company for you guys. So grab a pen and paper. Or did you purchase your Rocket notebook? And shouts out to our winner, Miss Sharon Gordon. She got herself a Rocket notebook. So if you have your Rocket notebook and you purchase it or whatever have you, get your pen and papers ready. The name of the company is called Vinyl Me Please. Vinyl Me Please. You could probably find them on IG. Not probably, but you will find them on IG and jump on their website. They are really a company for people who actually are connoisseurs of vinyl. So they're a membership club for vinyl lovers. So what I would suggest you to do is reach out to the company, find out how you can be a part of their database and just follow the criterias. You know, they're probably going to want you to be with a distribution company. Maybe you can sign up with one of those. I don't know. I just went and did the research for you. It's for you to just take the info and find out what you can do with it and how you can apply it to your career. So my artists, producers, engineers, that one was for you. All right, guys. So tonight, like I said, we're going to be talking about sales and funnels. I know you guys probably seen it online and tried to understand it, and it might seem a little confusing, but believe it or not, you guys are doing funnels every day. It's just that you guys haven't been able to identify it, and maybe some of you have identified it, but most people are doing some sort of funnel and they aren't even aware they're doing it. So tonight, all I want to do is to enlighten you so you know what you're doing at the certain stages and steps of sales, all right? Simone, what's going on? Beam 5, what's up? What's up? Rasheem, what's going on? Daniel, what's up? Joel, what's going on? Nikki Wagwan. All right. So, if you have your notebook, get your pen. And if you have a regular notebook, that's fine. But we're going to dive right into a sales funnel. So, let's say you can look at this as I'm going to make this real simple for you. When you say, okay, I'm finding music. Let's just stick with music, right? Since we're already there. You're artists and you want to find new fans. You have to start off with a lead magnet. What is a lead magnet? A lead magnet is something that you see every day online. In an ad, someone has an ebook, someone has a to-do and don'ts list that you could download. Those are lead magnets. And what they're doing is capturing your email so they can retarget to you. So now let's say as you're an artist, you create a lead magnet, right? You following me, guys? So now your lead magnet could be a new song to exclusively listen to it. And you target those particular people. Now, they're either going to do one or two things. They're either going to listen to the song or they're not going to listen to the song. Now, that's where the funnel begins. You have people that's either going to do it or they don't. It's up to you, your marketing department, to develop awesome creatives that are going to be attractive to people to take that next step. All right. So I'm really going to get into it. So I'm going to open the Rocket Book because I took some real detailed notes for you guys tonight. All right. So I hope you guys appreciate the information that I'm sharing with you tonight here on the Worldwide Web. So now you're the artist. You have the lead magnet. Right. Now, your lead magnet, like I said, has to be something enticing. It has to look good. It has to be something that people want and actually will use and are, actually even care about. Oh, sorry about that, guys. Now, here we go. So your lead magnet draws them to get awareness. What is awareness? This either lead magnet is going to bring them back to your IG page or your Facebook page, all depending on where they found you. And always keep in mind, guys, that depending how a prospect finds you will determine how they view your brand. Did that make sense? If a person finds you through an ad, they're probably going to look at you different versus if they went on Google and searched your company or searched something that's similar to your brand and find it on Google, because that gives you authority. Just naturally, when people see an ad, they know it's an ad. And when people see something that's organic, they know it's organic. You can't really trick people. So you have to be really creative on how you are gaining these leads. Now you got them. They're on your Facebook page or they're on your IG page. Exactly. It's a call to action, right? But your call to action needs to bubble down to sales or a download or what you as the individual deems a lead. A lead could just be an email. A lead could be a phone number. Not the lead, but what they're actually doing, either giving you your email address or they're making a monetary purchase. All right. So now you have them on your IG page. The first thing a person is going to do is scroll the page and look at your pictures. If the pictures and what they see is gaining their attention, now they're going to scroll back up to the top and click the link in your bio, which I hope and pray leads back to your product or your music or whatever it is that you have. What up, Tella? Whatever you have, I hope that it leads back to that, because that is part of the funnel. So now the customer goes back up to your bio. They click the link. Now that is causing them to do a small call to action. That's a small action, and you want them to take the action, because once they take the action, you somewhat have them locked in. What's up, Cam? What's going on? Good, boo-boo. Thanks for joining. So once you have them locked in on your webpage, I hope. You know, this brings me to a point. Always remember, this thing that we're looking at, what you're watching me on, doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. It's a third-party website. Third-party website. Okay? So whenever they decide to shut this down, or the government is like, oh, they violated some privacy act or something like that, all your followers are gone. So understand that this, what I'm telling you, what we're about to walk through, is another way for you to keep your followers and don't lose them and have them right there in your pocket. Yeah, we have them in our pockets when they're on Facebook and IG, but like I said, it's a third-party website, so they can go down at any time. Always keep that in mind. So guys, build a website. It's cool to have your portfolio on Instagram, on Facebook, Snapchat, what have you, but always have your brand, your product, your music hosted on a third, on your own website where you live, and you have value there. You can see how many clicks you get. You can see exactly where your people are coming from. So always keep that in mind. So don't forget about websites. A lot of people don't care about websites and, you know, they're just doing whatever. It's cool, but when the thing hit the fan and all of this disappeared, which I hope it doesn't, I'm not saying it will, but prepare yourself for that, all right? So now you got them onto your website. They want to see more about the artist. So now they're looking at your bio and they're looking at things that are going around. Thank you, Summer. Thank you. They're going around and they're looking. You need to capture the information. You got to capture them instantly. So I would say if a person is on a website longer than 30 seconds, I think you should hit them with a pop-up where you capture their email information. Now, this pop-up, sometimes people will sign up, sometimes people won't. That's probably like one of the hardest steps to do, is to capture their email. But once somebody is into you, they're going to be locked in. Hey, Eddie, what's going on? Hey, Mary. Guys, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. So if you see my eyes going back and forth, you know I'm talking to two screens, all right? So this time I brought it closer. Last week I had them apart. So I'm like this and I'm like this. This time I used the old noggin and put the phones together. So back to my point that I was saying. Infamous, what's going on? Thanks for joining. So now that you have this person on your website, I would say if they stay on there for 30 seconds, hit them with a pop-up. And this is where you would hopefully grab their email address. And in this email address, there's a whole flow that goes in with that. Now keep in mind that you cannot do a funnel without, okay, you ready? Without an email marketing platform. Whether it's Mad Mimi, whether it's Constant Contact, MailChimp, you cannot conduct a flow without purchasing one of those plans on one of those platforms. Me personally, I use GetResponse and I just love them. And that's just me. A lot of people don't use it as far as like a lot of people that I know personally, but a lot of the big players use GetResponse and I just love it. I've been using them for about the last 4 years and I really enjoy the experience with them. But anyway, you can't do this without that. So I just wanted to make sure you guys clearly understood that this cannot be done without an email marketing platform that has landing pages. So you have to spend money. You know what I mean? Hey, Kia, what's going on, sweetie? So you have to spend money to actually get this to work. So guys, once again, invest in yourself. All right. So now they're on your website. You got their email. Now they're into that interest part where they're really, you know, looking at things that they can find out about you. Once you have them locked in, now here goes the real work. Okay. This is where everything matters. Now, once they're on there and they give you that email, that's a good sign. That's always a good sign because now you know that they're interested. They have some sort of interest in your brand. Now you need to reward them with more knowledge. You with me? So my artists, more knowledge. What is that? You want to make sure
that you are giving them all the information that they need about you as an artist. So whether it is they sign up on the newsletter and now they're getting exclusive content. Now they're getting exclusive releases. They're getting your tour dates. They're getting all this information, all this knowledge. They start to get into a flow of things. So guys, this is where you have to step up your merch. This is where you have to step up your content. This is where you have to get creative and say, okay, next month I'm going to release this exclusive song for just my people that's on my fan funnel. And you can also use that as a lead magnet. Like, you know, sign up for the fan funnel or sign up to be part of this exclusive, you know, fan club. I don't really like the word fan club. You know, that's so old. But that's kind of what it is. You're building a new form of a fan club. And remember, this can be applied as an artist. This can be applied as an event. This can be applied as a clothing line. This can be applied as a food stall. This can be applied in almost pretty much every industry across the board. It's just for you to really find out what are those elements that you're going to do and place in the funnel. So now the artist has these people locked in. They're getting exclusive content. They're getting all these exclusive things. Now, in this industry, particular music, it's just so hard for people to buy. And we discovered that last week. Guys, we discovered how hard it is for people to actually spend money, right? On your music. So you got to make it exclusive. So you have them in there. And you're rewarding them with the exclusive content. So now you're just like, you know, exclusive, exclusive, exclusive. And you're talking to them via email, whether it's, you know, also on Instagram. Like, because all of this is a 360 thing. All of this is a 360. So you got to know that. Now you have them in, got to present the offer. What are you presenting? Is it a new album? A press launch? What are you offering? Now you have to give them some sort of offer. And keep in mind that all of these things, especially once you get them in that email funnel, there are different steps. There's multiple steps. And this could, some people could take months to nurture. Some people will be on your list for all a year and they don't move. Why is that? Sometimes there's different things. Sometimes people go on your website and then they forget. And that's where the funnel comes in. You got to remind people sometimes about what you're doing. It's not that they don't like you or they don't want to work with you, but sometimes you just got to remind. And that is what a funnel really does. A funnel is really kind of like a reminder of, hey, don't forget I'm here. You know, the brand is popping. We're winning. So once you get them in that interest, then the decision, that's where the decision process, it starts to get a real, real crazy. And then you get them to act on it. The action. And what is that action? Purchasing. Purchasing, purchasing, purchasing. So you have to really walk through the steps. It's hard work, but it's worth it. Because you see, when you go through the funnel with your business, you get to actually discover things that you weren't ever thinking about. Things that were never, you know, that you never even thought that you could actually do. And believe me when I tell you, a funnel can be done by anyone. You just have to walk through the steps. Just walk through it and actually try to figure out, okay, what is going to make a person, what makes you purchase something? That's a thought. What makes you buy? Right? Because most of the time, you're probably similar to your customer. So think about it. What made you purchase that outfit online? I know what made me purchase this. I know what made me purchase this rocket book. I knew that it was something that I needed. And they found me, or I found them. I don't know who found who. But I bought the book instantly because it was something I need. So if you know people need good music, if you know people need good clothes, if you know people need good food, you got to display that to them. You have to let them know that your product, your music, your brand is worth something. And if you're not giving them that, then why would they buy? Right? The buyer's persona. Yes, exactly. You know what I mean? You need to know what makes your customers tick. If you don't know that, then I'm going to need you to go back to the drawing board. And without knowing that, your funnel becomes a little bit more difficult. It becomes a little bit more to understand because you're not really walking through the steps. You don't want your customers to bump into something that you could have actually fixed along the journey. Go through the journey. Go through the experience that your customer has to do from start to finish. What brought you to make that actual purchase? So the funnel is awareness, intent, decision, and action. And it builds out to even more multiple steps, but those are the core pieces of a funnel. First, somebody has to know about you. They just have to see it. That's it. Just see. Not listen to it. Nothing. All they do is just see it. Patrick, what's going on? What's going on? Thank you for jumping on. Thank you. So, right. The awareness. They got to know you exist in this world, right? That's like me. I'm doing awareness right now. You guys haven't seen my face, heard my voice in a while. So now I'm making you aware of me. And now I build interest. Do I like it? I don't know. Let me find out if I'm going to like this. You take them to the interesting step. Once they get in there, that's you. Oh my goodness, that interest step is all you. Because depending on how they find you and where they go is going to tell the story. So you want to make sure when they go on whatever platform that is, that it's telling a story and it makes them want to take the next step of decision. Do I want this? Do I like it? Do I want to? And once they get in that decision part, is a few more steps that go into there because y'all know how hard it is to get people money these days. So you have to prove to them that you're worth their dollar. Yes, guys, people don't have to spend money with you. They don't. So you have to prove to them. Nephi, what's going on, babes? Irie Vibes in the building. Thank you for joining me, guys. So, Breeze, what's going on? I see you over there, Alicia. Sis, what's going on? All right. But like I said, you have to, you really just have to get them to understand what you're doing and make it attractive. Because if it's not attractive, like again, why am I going to purchase it? Why do I want to spend my hard-earned money? Why? And you have to tell them why. And the moment you can really convey that message, that's when you got them. And they're making that purchase and they're just buying and just doing stuff. So, like, let's say you had a t-shirt company, right? A customer sees your t-shirt on someone. Or, okay. Oh, before I even go into t-shirts, let me shout out largeup.com. Right, since we're talking about t-shirts, big up largeup.com. They've been digital dope dealers for years. Those are my boys, and they made sure I got some merch. Let me talk about it. I can't believe it. I didn't even bring them up. So let's go on to t-shirts, right? So you have a t-shirt company and you want to get it out. Cool. Now you have somebody like me. I post up the shirt on my IG, tag your page. Now a person goes onto your IG page to see your other merches that you have. Boom, they're looking, they're scrolling. Oh, I like it. So now they scroll back up to the top, go to your website. Like I said, I hope to God that this links back to more merch and more information. They go onto that page, and now that's the small action, right? Remember the small action? They went to your website. They got off that third-party site and went to where you live. Now, once they're on there, maybe like in 30 seconds or whatever, pop up. Now they get, for a first time buyer, they get a promo code, first time buyer 2019. Use that promo code and save 30% off on your first purchase. Sign up here. So now they have to put their email address in that little box. You guys seen it. You guys been through funnels all day long. You guys go through it, but I just want to make it clear for you. So now you put your email in that funnel. Boom. You get the code sent to your inbox, right? They probably give it to you right there on site so you don't leave the website. That's another good thing because they want to keep you there. Give you the code once you put your email address in. The code populates. They give you the code. You use the code. You have that, right? Now, you're probably not going to use it. You're probably not going to buy nothing, but they got your email address because you like their stuff, so you wouldn't mind saving 30% off on your first purchase because you actually like their products. Boom. Now you have them in the email funnel. Like I said, the email funnel gets a little bit more detailed. You have your welcome email, and then you have more promo code reminders, and then you're like trying to tell them, remember to use a promo code first time. But eventually you have to stop saying that to them. So now you throw them into another funnel. Now they're just starting getting normal promotions. Like I said, it's a whole bunch that goes into that. And you have to really walk through your steps yourself and figure out what you can offer your customers. Now, once you have them, their email addresses, now you're rewarding them, like I said, with exclusive content. Maybe you might have some like exclusive pieces just for your Instagram followers, and they can get into the Instagram room, or, you know, just something really cool and dope. Here goes this IG, here goes this code, log on, and this is for all our Instagram users. Those are little cool things, and you can apply these. E40, what's going on? Like I said, you can apply these across the board, right? Something for something. It must be appealing, you know? So you give them that. You start getting like exclusive little things. You have to be the creative one. I can't tell you exactly what to do, but I was, like I said, get creative and know what you're going to offer them, right? Something really dope, right? Now they're in there. They're in the funnel. They haven't purchased yet, right? They haven't purchased. But you're going to continue to reward them for just giving you their email address. And you will eventually, hopefully, get them to convert. And it's up to you as the individual to identify the opportunities that you can offer your customers, all right? Okay, guys, that is really what a funnel is. Again, we start with awareness. That's the key part. Interest. Do I like this person? All right, I'm going to move on and see what else they got going on. Decisions. Do I want to buy? What are you going to make that person want to buy? Why would they buy from you? What are you going to offer them to make them want to buy? What's going to be cool on the website? What is it? What are you going to do? Then decisions. I think I said decisions. Yeah, right? And then the purchase. And that's where all the beauty and all the fun. But believe me, guys, it might sound like four steps, but those four steps have multiple steps in them. And you just have to put in the hard work and research. You know, go online and find out more about funnels. Find out more about them. You know, it's all there for you. It's all there for you, but I'm hoping that I made it just a little bit more clear so you realize that you're doing funnels all the time. Every day you do a funnel and you don't know. I'm sorry about that, guys. So I hope that was like some really good information. So, you know, I leave you guys with a dope digital tip every week. Right? Every week I'll leave you guys with a dope digital tip. And this week, dope digital tip needs pen and paper. Like, no, I know I always tell y'all to get y'all pen and paper, but this one is really, 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 really good. Need pen and paper. Like, I even gotta go to the book. Sorry about that. I even have to go to the book and break down this whole process to you. All right. It's not really a long process. It's just that there's some numbers that I want you to remember and jot down, okay? And if you have any questions, please throw it in the comments. Now is the time to ask me whatever questions you want. If you want to jump on my live request, jump on. Ask me whatever you got to ask me. I'm here for you. If you don't want to ask in the comments, you want to one-on, just hit me on DM. Stop acting like y'all don't know me. If you got a question, just hit me up. It's not even that serious. It's really not that serious. Really. All right. So this digital dope tip comes from Gary Vee. Are you guys familiar with him? I love Gary Vee. He is so, like, I just don't even know. He has so much information to share with people. It's like, anytime you could come on, anytime, I got you. Well, I'll go on delete. But, no. All right. Back to the dope digital tip. All right. Ready, guys? All right. Now, this tip comes from Gary Vee. He's a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, marketer, whole bunch of stuff in one. Love him. Now, he gave out this $1.80 strategy. $1.80 strategy. All right? Now, I tried it the other day on one of my other pages, And it works. It really works. Ready? Okay, so now, you know on IG, for my Facebook people, I hope you have Instagram. This one really doesn't apply to Facebook, but if you have IG, you could jump on over there and try this out. Now, you know on IG, you can follow hashtags. Now, find 10 hashtags that's relevant to your brand, your sound, your music, whatever it is that you're doing, even if you're trying to do just branding for yourself. Find 10. Do not skip this process. 10 hashtags that's relevant to you. Once you identify those 10 hashtags, make sure you follow them. All right? Follow the 10 hashtags. Excuse me. And comment on no less than 9 posts. And when I say comment, I mean real comments, not just the fireballs or eyeballs or hearts. No. If someone posts up a picture of their cat and it's a relevant hashtag to you, you're going to go and say, oh my gosh, your cat is so adorable. Yes. Yes, that's what you're going to do. You're going to take the time out and actually comment on 9 posts per hashtag. Follow 10 hashtags, comment on 9 posts per hashtag with real live comments. I tried it and it works. Again, it is called the $1.80 strategy from Gary V. He's like a guru on top of guru when it comes to like digital and even though he passed up on Uber twice and his friends own Uber. You see, that goes to tell you sometimes your friends don't really see what you're trying to do and you just have to make them see it. And then when they see it, they're like, oh, that's what you were trying to do. So that's a good, good thing to put in the back of your mind, guys. Right? So that is the $1.80 rule. Follow 10 hashtags, comment real comments on 10 pictures, and watch what happens. And do that for I tried it for a week and I saw real results. I mean, real results. Like I'm talking to people in the DMs, I'm making connections, and I want to actually try it for a whole 30 days. So I challenge you to try it for a week. Come back and tell me next week, Tuesday, what happened, if it worked. Or you could DM me, tell me if it worked. And then try to push it for 30 days and see what happens. I got my, I got little minions around here that I asked to help me with this. So if you could ask somebody to help you with this strategy, I would suggest you get them on the ball. Right, guys? So do you guys have any questions? Anything you want to ask me? Did I enlighten you guys? Did I make you, you know, maybe at least understand what a funnel is a little bit more and realize that you've been doing funnels? Have any of you realized that you've been doing a funnel and didn't really know that's what it was? You know, I hope that tonight really enlightened you guys. And remember, you can't do a funnel without an email marketing platform. It's just that. You can't go around that. All right. So, guys, it was a blast. I had so much fun. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just love doing this with you guys every Tuesday. Like, this is just so much enjoyment for me to just enlighten you guys. It feels good to get it out, educate you guys, and just have fun with it. Thank you so much, everybody that joined on today. Next week, I'm going to be talking about self-branding and other little hacks that you can do on social media. I think that's going to be kind of the main focus next week, is hacks and what we can do. And of course, you know, I'm probably going to talk about Sugar. It's okay. No problem. You can always watch the replay, sweetie. It's going to be up and you can watch it again. Don't worry. You can watch it. But I'm going to talk about some hacks that I've discovered and I'm going to be playing around with. And we're going through this together, guys. So just know that I'm here for you if you need support, and I hope you're there for me if I need support. All right, guys, so I'm out of here. The replay is going to be up if you want to go watch it again. I'm going to post it up. It's going to be on IGTV. Yes, Ms. G, knowledge is power. Marcy, you're very, very, very welcome. You're very welcome. I will definitely share it. Kia, thank you. Aisha, thank you so much. Summer, thank you guys so much. Breezy, thank you so much for joining and participating. Everybody else, DJ Medi, everyone that's online right now, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. Next week, Tuesday, I will be here again with my rocket book. And if you haven't got one yet, go in my on my profile. I actually have the link there. It's on my Facebook page. I don't know if I put it in the IG bio, but on Facebook, it's definitely there. I'll put the link in my bio on IG if you want to get it. What else? What else? That's it, guys. I'm done. It's a wrap. It's over. Shout out to Large Up again, the homies. Big ups to Budja again for that remarkable performance on Saturday. Reggae came back to life. Dancehall came back to life. It's a good time to be part of reggae and dancehall. Believe me when I tell you, I love you guys so much. It's a wrap. I'm done. It's over. I'm out of here. And once again, thank you for joining me on Thinking Digital Now.